President Trump often talks about the poor condition of the nation's roads, bridges, tunnels, and airports. Well, today the nation's civil engineers joined him in telling us just how bad it is. The American Society of Civil Engineers has given the infrastructure of the United States a nearly failing grade of D+. NPR's David Shaper reports.
It's not as though many of our bridges are about to collapse or our cars will be swallowed up by potholes, but according to the American Society of Civil Engineers, a significant number of the critical structures and systems that we rely on to get us to and from work, that provide us with clean drinking water, and that protect us from floods are in pretty bad shape. Take the nation's roads, for example, which the ASCE's Greg DiLoretto says get the same disappointing grade as 4 years ago. A D.
More than 2 out of every 5 miles of America's urban interstates are congested, and traffic delays cost this country $160 billion in wasted fuel and time.
DiLoretto says on average, Americans waste 43 hours a year stuck in traffic. And he says our aging airports are increasingly congested, too.
It is expected that by 2020, 24 of our 30 major airports will experience Thanksgiving Day peak traffic at least once a week.
America's water systems are leaking trillions of gallons of water. More than 2,000 dams are at high risk of failure. 59,000 bridges around the country are structurally deficient. And DiLoretto says mass transit earns the worst grade of all, a D-.
The nation's transit systems are chronically underfunded, resulting in aging infrastructure and a $90 billion maintenance backlog.
Getting all of the nation's infrastructure into relatively good shape by the year 2025 would cost more than $4.5 trillion, according to the engineers who design and maintain infrastructure. ASCE's executive director, Tom Smith, says the chronic failure to invest in infrastructure is a huge drain on the nation's economy.
Unfortunately, we have a tendency to wait for disasters and be reactive, and what we want to do is be proactive and not reactive, because when we're reactive, it ends up costing significantly more than when we're proactive.
The engineers group applauds President Trump for his attention to fixing the nation's crumbling infrastructure, but they note his call to spend up to $1 trillion is not enough, and that his plan to leverage private investment is inadequate. ASCE President Norma Jean Mattei.
There's no magic wand to address this crisis. No infrastructure money tree. No infrastructure private sector angel.
The group is calling for a huge 25 cents a gallon increase in the federal gasoline tax to help pay for infrastructure improvements, noting that the current tax of 18.4 cents a gallon hasn't been raised since 1993 and hasn't kept up with inflation and with growing needs. But White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the president is sticking with his original plan.
I think we're looking at a public-private partnership as a funding mechanism. There is a lot of work being done behind the scenes, and I don't want to put a timeline on that.
Despite the urgent call from engineers, Spicer says for now infrastructure will have to wait until after the repeal and replacement of Obamacare and reform of the tax code. David Shaper, NPR News.